Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the Chief Marketing Officer for the Iowa State Fair, Mindy Williamson. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Getting close to the fair, so we get excited around here, and then we also get a little nervous.
Countdown, I think, is officially started because today is 100 days till the Iowa State Fair, the 11 best days of the summer.
Absolutely, and we're not trying to wish summer away, that's but we do like to do that countdown we like to say, you know, nothing compares to the Iowa State Fair. And so we're looking forward to August. Every year, the staff here at the Iowa State Fair is working towards August.
Yeah, August 13th through the 23rd this year. What is the theme for the fair this year?
Fair spirit. And the reason that we are using fair spirit is because it is America's 250th birthday. Iowa was not quite a state back in, 250 years ago, but we did celebrate in 1976, which was a Spirit of America for the fair theme. And so we're playing off of that by using fair spirit this year. And whether you are patriotic or whether you just have great fair spirit, you can celebrate either way. With the official America 250 on the 4th of July, the fair is in August. So we are still celebrating 250, but also celebrating the fair.
Yeah, and Mindy, one thing I've learned after covering the fair the last couple of years, on Monday every year, it's always Veterans Day at the Iowa State Fair.
Yeah, so it's a super special day for us. We have a very long parade that happens. We recognize current members of our military as well as veterans, and they can see a discount at the gates as well for that day. And then all along Grand Avenue, we'll have special displays and activities. Some of our stages have some entertainment that happens that is tied to our military groups. And then, our national anthem is typically at 10 o'clock every day, but that day it's at 11, and we do that because of the Veterans Day Parade. And so lots of good things planned for that Monday, as well as patriotic things throughout the fair this year. You'll see it visibly with some more flags and bunting and things like that, but then you'll also be able to participate in it, whether that be entertainment, competition, or even some red, white, and blue foods for this year.
Okay, so Mindy, let's just let our listeners know, what do they need to know to get to the Iowa State Fair this year? I think the first thing, because it helped me so much last year, download the app, the Iowa State Fair app. That's probably a good place to start, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So the app is the easiest mobile way. If you're a planner, you know our website is updated, but they both have the same information on it. So if you want that ready at your fingertips when you get to the fair, the app is the very easiest way to do that. We're just now kind of updating the app, but by the time you get here for the fair, it will be all updated, and it's an easy way to find the foods. It'll even give you a map so that you can walk right to the foods that you're looking for, and it lists all of our entertainment and things like that as well.
IowaStateFair.org is that website. How much are tickets for people this year?
They are on sale right now. We do an advanced admission price, so it's just $11 for adults, and then at the gate it's $16, so save that $5 by getting it in advance, and you can do that on our website. After the 4th of July, you'll be able to get those, what we call pretty tickets, so the themed tickets, you'll be able to get those at Hy-Vee and Fairway stores, but on sale right now for $11 for adults, and it's just $7 for kids. Also, if you go out to our website, there is some advanced pricing that you can save some money on some of our Elwell outdoor arena events, like we have a new rodeo this year. We haven't had a rodeo for many, many years, but there's a $5 savings if you get those tickets now. The same with the Outlaw Truck and Tractor Pulls and the Demo Derby and Figure Eight races.
Yeah, was able to make it to the Demo Derby last year as well. Had a blast. Had never been to something like that before. Excited to maybe get back to it again this year. But what are some of those, different kind of highlight events that'll be happening throughout these 11 days?
Yeah, you know, entertainment is always a big draw for us. We haven't put out the daytime entertainment list yet, but we'll be doing that shortly. We have our evening entertainment list out, and these are all free with your ticket to get into the fair. So we have three main stages that have anything from country to a magician to classic rock to tribute bands. Those are all on our three main stages, the Susan Knapp Amphitheater, the Mid-American Energy stage, and then the Ann and Bill Riley stage. And then we also have a kids stage that has some kids activities during the day with Fun Forest stage is what we call it. We have strolling acts, we have chainsaw carvers. All of that is free with your admission. And then pretty soon you will also see some of our daytime entertainment come out. The things that you participate in, like the bags tournament, the checkers and check and chess, those sorts of things, those will be out soon as well.
Yeah, so Mindy, one thing that is probably the first battle that people have when they come to the Iowa State Fair is parking. And if I remember correctly, there were some changes to your guys' parking lot this year. Let's just remind our listeners what's going on down in the parking lots for the Iowa State Fair.
Yeah, that's a great question. So sometimes getting to the fair can be the hardest part, and we want you to have smooth sailing coming into the park so you can have a great day here. And we have added another entrance on University. It's a little bit further east than our main entrance. So we have three parking lots, and sometimes guests will see parking lot full and not know that we have two additional parking lots to the east. So I say keep going on University, be patient, and there'll be a new entrance there. There'll be a third entrance. So we actually have three parking lots. We call them A, B, and C off University. So that should help with traffic a little bit. And we're also offering a free bus service from Southridge Mall. And that is because there are only two DART locations for those DART buses to come in to the fair, and they are at the Capitol and the 7th Street. Those will still happen. Just east of the fairgrounds at Pleasant Hill is no longer a DART stop. It's $3 for you to ride DART, and then we also have the free bus coming from Southridge. So we also love our east side neighbors, so we know there's a lot of parking that happens around the fairgrounds as well.
Yeah, so Mindy, we've mentioned parking here now. We've talked about admission. People can get advanced tickets and save themselves $5 right now at iowastatefair.org. Is there any other savings or value packs out there for fairgoers?
Yeah, so that's a big driver for us this year. We know that everything in the world is getting a little more expensive, and that's why our admission is staying the same. Parking on the grounds is staying the same. Admission is just $11 for adults, $7 for kids right now, and parking on the fairgrounds is still $10. But Friday, we just put out our State Fair value packs, and this is a little hidden secret. I don't know why people don't know about it, but also before I worked at the fair, I did not know about it. But it's a good value because it's actually close to $35, but you get it for $20, and it is one Yield Mill ticket, one Snakes Alive or Train Exhibit, one Rockwell or Crazy Maze, two Giant Slide tickets, one Sky Glider ticket, and one ticket for a cup of Barksdale State Fair cookies. And it all comes together on one sheet. There's little tickets that you can use. So it's a great way to kind of sort of see the fair, do the things at the fair for, a $13 to $15 difference.
Yeah, and those are really some staples of the Iowa State Fair. I think about, even going back as a kid, we would always get the State Fair chocolate chip cookies there. So, Mindy, I took my girlfriend to the fair for the first time last year. She absolutely loved it and was like, where has this been my entire life? If you're bringing a kid or you're bringing somebody to the fair for the first time, what would you suggest that they go do? Is it those kind of staples of getting the chocolate chip cookies, going through the ag buildings and things like that, or is it something else?
You know, each person sort of finds their way at the Iowa State Fair, and I think that is the real awe of it, is that If you are into livestock, you can find that here. If you are into agriculture, you can find that here. If you're into entertainment, we have that too. If you're a foodie, this is your main game. This is like your Super Bowl. So I think that's the fun part about the Iowa State Fair is you can kind of find your own favorite things to do. But I would say if you are a first-time fairgoer, the best thing to do is to go to one of our information booths. There are 9 of them. On the grounds are a little blue hut that say information. Go there and tell them you're a first-time fairgoer, and they will give you a first-time fairgoer button, but more importantly, a first-time fairgoer brochure. And it's sort of the list that you can tick off of the iconic Iowa State Fair things, like the giant slide, like the butter cow, and those sorts of things. So that's the easiest way if you're a first-time person.
Yeah, the butter cow definitely blew her mind, so that was really cool to walk through that building. And we got a little break from the heat that day because we came on the hottest day of the year as well. But joined today with Mindy Williamson, the Chief Marketing Officer for the Iowa State Fair. You mentioned food there. That is a huge part of the Iowa State Fair. When are people going to hear about some of these announcements of the new food that's coming to the fair this year?
Yes, so mark your calendars. It's July 14th. We will be announcing who the top foods are. A week before that, we'll put out the full list of who will be coming to the, what new food will be coming to the Iowa State Fair. So right after the 4th of July, about a month out from the fair, we'll share those new foods. And we have about 200 vendors who come out here, and they're really excited about red, white, and blue food, America 250. So don't be surprised if you see lots of that sort of theme, even from our concessionaires this year.
Yeah, so Mindy, we've talked, you know, the 4th of July after that, the theme tickets will go on sale. July 14th is when the new foods will be announced. Any other important dates leading up to August 13th in the Iowa State Fair?
I would say watch out in June. We announced what sort of sculpture is going to be with our butter cow. So stay tuned for that. The full schedule of events also comes out in mid-July, so stay tuned for that. And then we'll also put out our top 11 things to do at the fair, that time frame as well. So 1 month out from the fair is sort of the sweet spot for getting all of our information about for your planning purposes.
So iowastatefair.org is the website. What about social media? Where can people find you guys on social media?
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram mostly. We also are on Twitter. And you can also download the app, like you said. That'll be updated here shortly. We have an e-newsletter and a text alert as well. So if you want to be in the know and you want to sign up for contests and maybe win some free tickets to the fair, definitely sign up for our e-newsletter or our text alerts as well.
Awesome. Well, Mindy, I appreciate you stopping by. 100 days till the Iowa State Fair, the best 11 days of the summer. I guess we'll see you out there.
Absolutely. So August 13th through the 23rd, check out iowastatefair.org and download the app.